والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا بما يحب ويرضى وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين. أما بعد، فأسبابي بلغة الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. InshaAllah, today we're continuing the lessons on the letters of the tip of the tongue. And we are speaking about the Safir letters, the whistling letters, which are the Sin, Sad, and Zai. Sin, Sad, and Zai. As for the Zai, it is a weak letter, and it is a thin letter. It is a weak letter, a letter of Rikhawa, and it is a thin letter, a letter of Istifan. And the Zai, when pronouncing it, the sides of the mouth are apart, like in a smile, to make it thin sounding, and the jaw is more closed. The thin letters have an A sound, and the thick letters have an O sound when they're pronounced. So the Zai is between the top and bottom front teeth, with the tip of the tongue closer to the bottom is, and it has a slight flowing of air from the tip and a whistling sound is, and so this is called Safir. So the characteristics of the Zai, in order to pronounce it properly and correctly, one is Jahar. Jahar means that the air does not come out when you stop on it. If you say is, if you let the air come out, it becomes a seam. So the difference between the seam and the zai is that you don't let the air flow. Is became seam. If you hold the air in, is benefit the zai. Second is a rikhawa, meaning you don't stop sharply. Is stop softly without a force. The third is istifal, meaning it's thin. For example, when we say za, we don't say za, za, za. The fourth characteristic is infitah, which means the tongue is down from the roof of the mouth. So, again, that's part of the thinness. Ismat means it's not of the eloquent or super Arabic letters, the letters that are articulated in an eloquent way. And Safir means it's a whistling letter. That means there's sound between the top and bottom front teeth. So we'll go over these characteristics in the future, inshallah, in more details, inshallah. It is incumbent to know the makhraj of the zai and not to make it thick, to keep it thin. Guard its characteristics. Here are some examples of the pronunciation of the letter Zai. Be clear on the Jahar, meaning that it's not, it's like a seam. The air does not flow out when we pronounce it in the following examples, especially when it has a sukun. Azka. See how the zai has sukun. Another example, rizqa, has the ja. The third example, muzja. Right? You have the zai has sukun. The next example, be clear if the letter after the zai has humps on it. This is when it's very hard to pronounce the zai. When the letter after the zai has the humps, the flowing of air from the makhraj, then it is more difficult. We have to guard it with the proper makhraj and sifat. Hada ma kanaztum, not kanaztum, kanaztum. You have to hold the air in, and then the ta has a hamza. Kanaz, whom. Okay, and the zai here also has a sukun, and the ta has hamza after it. Kanaz, whom. Hold the air in for the zai, and then let it out for the ta. Kanaz, whom. And in the last couple of examples for today, inshallah, we'll continue with zai next time. Is if the zai has a vowel or a shadda, make sure to guard it and pronounce it clearly. An example here: al-misbahu fi zujaja, az-zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun durri. So here we see the word zujaja, and then in the next part, az-zujajatu. Az-zujajatu. See how it has a shadda? So be mindful to pronounce it twice. Not az-zujaja, az-zujaja. Okay, in the last ayah, fa'azzazna, three zays in a row, mashallah. Fa'azzazna, right? So the shadda on the first ayah, fa'azzazna, inshallah. These are some ayahs to pay attention to the zai, inshallah. Pronounce it thinly with the jahar, without the air flowing out, so it's not like the scheme, inshallah. That's the main lesson for today, inshallah ta'ala. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Would we like anybody like to read a few of the ayahs, inshallah? Start us off with it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
شد عند الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أزكى.
Make it a little bit more جهر. أزكى.
أزكى. رزقا
رزقا
رزقا مزجا
ماذا أعرف مزجا
مزجا
very good
هذا ما كنستم
هذا
هذا ما كنزتم.
Very good.
المسباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري فَأَزَّزْنَا أَزْكَى رِزْقَا مُزْجَى هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ.
For the mean, is it a thin letter or a thick letter? The mean?
Mean thin.
Thin letter. Ma, na. Can you maybe make the mouth a little thinner or make the sides apart and keep the tongue down?
Na. Ha, da, ma, kanabdum.
Very good. Very good. A little bit more here.
المسباح في زجاجة في زجاجة في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري فعززنا
okay.
كذبت.
Good.
أزكى
أزكى
أزكى رزقك بس بس مزجا
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 هذا ما كنزتم المصباح في زجاجة.
Okay. If you can make the sword a little bit thicker. المصباح.
المصباح في زجاجة. الزجاجة كأنه كوكب.
كأنها
كوكب دري.
Very good.
فعززنا أزكى رزقا مزجا.
أزكى
أزكى
أزكى أزكى. Here you want to let the air flow out a little bit more. The Sophia, the whistling sound. Azka.
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 Azka. Rizqa.
Rizqa.
Rizqa. Muzja. Hada ma kanaztum.
Maybe you can make a
هذا
هذا ما كنزتم
كنزتم
كنزتم المصباح في زجاجة.
المصباح
المصباح في زجاجة. الزجاجة
كالزجاجة
الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري فعززنا.
Okay, try to make a little bit more of the whistling sound. فعززنا
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 فعززنا.
Is close between the top and bottom front teeth. Let the air flow out. فعززنا
فعززنا.
That's cool. I'll make it easy for you. Yes.
The fear is supposed to be, it's supposed to have air coming out.
So fear is the air passing between the top and bottom front teeth. That makes a whistling sound when it passes out. But jahar means at the point of the makhraj, the air does not flow out. Because all the letters, the air is going to flow out. Right? All the letters, the air has to flow out. Whether it's jahar or hams. Like for example, letter jahar is dal. The air still comes out. But at the point of makhraj, it's a strong makhraj. So the air doesn't slip away from the makhraj. It holds the air in the makhraj and then it releases and goes out. So the zahan, if at the makhraj of the zahan, the tip of the tongue, if we let the air flow, it comes out like a thief. If we hold the air back, it vibrates on the tongue before coming out and making the whistling sound. So it becomes it's the zal that's held back in the makhraj. Then when it passes out through the teeth, it makes a type of whistling sound that you can hear. Is
المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري فعززنا
المصباح في زوجه